All right. Welcome to the call, everybody. I'm very excited to be on this call to share with you over the next 10 or 15 minutes with this wake-up call. Again, this is Jamie Soriano. If you're just joining us, this is Jamie Soriano from New York City. And I love getting on these wake-up calls, guys, because it's just a great way to start your day. A lot of you guys that are on the West Coast, it's pretty bright and early for you guys. It's probably 8 a.m. over there, and you're getting your day started. A lot of us here on the East Coast here, it's about 11 a.m., and we're about to, we've probably gone through some things in the morning already, and we're hitting noon. And some of you guys that are in between, you know what time it is, okay? But the bottom line is it's important to really get your day started the right way. You know, when I was coming up in the industry, and again, I'm still learning, but I've been around for a while, and one of the things that I was taught early on is you definitely want to feed your mind with positive information, because your mind is like a computer. You know, if you put positive information into it, if you put good information into it, guess what? You're going to have good things happen to you. I mean, I'm not into like mysticism or anything like that, but I just know that when you feed your mind with positive information, when you read positive books, and when you listen to success-oriented CDs or audios, or you get on webinars, or you go to training events, and it feeds your mind with positive information, great things start to happen for you, okay? Your belief level goes up, your motivation goes up, everything goes up, as opposed to if you put negative information in your brain or you do nothing at all, guess what? You're just not going to be able to move forward. You're not going to build that belief. Your value is not going to increase. And so these daily wake-up calls, I definitely want to encourage you to get on them as many times as you can during the week. If for whatever reason you miss a call, you know, you guys know that you can go into your training tab in your back office, you can actually go into the archive and pull out all the calls, all the wake-up calls, and we do them every day. You can actually take those wake-up calls, you can download them. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with them. You can post them on your blog, post them to your Facebook. But my point is that getting your day started with positive information is absolutely essential. I don't care what company you're in. We're all in this industry. We're all in the home-based business industry. And whatever company you're in right now, if you feed your mind with great information and you just get to work, which I'm going to talk about, you're going to be able to make some strides. You're going to be able to make some quantum leaps in your business. And I don't care where you are right now. You can be just getting started in the industry. You can make some serious quantum leaps in your business. So what I'm going to do, guys, is real quick, I am just going to I'm going to talk about six quick points. Okay, if you're on this call and you're driving, obviously you're not going to be able to take any notes. That's okay, because there's going to be a replay in the back office. But if you have the ability to take some notes, if you're sitting in your office or you're sitting, you know, at home or you're in your living room or something like that, go ahead and just grab a quick piece of paper. I'm going to just go over some things. I want you to jot down these 6 points. And I know that this will definitely impact you. Okay, if not all of these points will impact you, at least one or two of them will. And these are points that you can apply right away to your business. These are points that some of these points I actually mentioned on last night's webinar. So if you were on that webinar, this is going to be a great, kind of a rehash of some of those points, and I think it'll drive it home a little bit more. It'll embed it into your subconscious mind a little bit more. And if you weren't on that webinar, that's okay. You'll get the clip note right here, okay? And so, again, just on the theme of just putting the right things in your mind and developing the right mindset, point number one is understand as you get Miley System Pro going and as you get your primary business going, okay, just understand that you're here for the long haul. You're here for the long term. Okay, so point number one is you're building a business for the long term. And I think when you're focused on the long term and you understand and accept that you're here for the long term, the little things that come up on a daily basis, it isn't so bad, okay? If somebody says no, or if somebody doesn't join your business, or you have someone quit your business, or something doesn't go right, or a meeting doesn't go right, you know, if you're here for the long haul anyway, and you're looking at what's going to, you know, where you're going to be at over the next 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, then the little speed bumps and road bumps that happen on a daily basis won't really be that big of a deal. Because here's what I'll tell you. I'm going to give it to you straight. I like to give people straight talk. You're going to have challenges, okay? You're going to have road bumps. It's going to happen, okay? And guess what? I'm here to tell you that it's probably going to happen on a daily basis. That's not network marketing. That's not MLSP. That's life, okay? I mean, the day that you have no problems that's a real big problem, okay? Because that means you're not alive anymore, okay? Every single day, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have things that you're going to run into. And it's your ability to deal with those things that's going to really dictate how far you're going to get in your business, okay? Really in life, really. But, I mean, we're talking about business here, so really where you're going to be in business. So just understand you're building for the long term. I said yesterday on the webinar, don't get upset if you dip your toe into this thing for 30 days, and then you look up and you're not generating 50 leads a day, okay? You're going to get out of this thing what you put in. You're going to get out of MLSP what you put into it. And if you look at any of the top producers inside of the system, these are people that have not dipped their toe with this stuff. These are people that are not trying MLSP. These are people that are aggressively and proactively promoting the system, okay? And so you can take a note out of that, okay? And if you look at the top producers in the EMT, none of them are people that are here for 30 days, okay? Every single one of them has been here for an extended period of time. And I can just tell you that to succeed in something, okay, specifically MLSP, since this is an MLSP wake-up call, you can't have a short-minded thought process. You got to think long-term, okay? So, again, just understand that just make a commitment that you're going to be here for the long-term. And when you do that, the little things that happen on a daily basis won't be that big of a deal. Number two is you need to understand that in the beginning of your business, and even sometimes not in the beginning, okay, but definitely in the beginning of your business, you're going to go through what we call the emotional roller coaster. Okay, I didn't make that up. It's something I actually learned in my business a long time ago, and I've always talked about it. But you're going to go through the emotional roller coaster. Okay, 1 minute you're up, 1 minute you're down. 1 minute you're excited, the next minute you're not so excited, right? Then you get on a webinar or a conference call or a meeting, and you're jacked out of your mind, right? And then you walk out of that meeting, you make a phone call to your buddy, and they think you're crazy for doing this industry, right? And then now you're depressed again, right? And it's just this constant up and down, this emotional roller coaster. Guys, that's normal, okay? If you're going through that, let me tell you something. That's normal, okay? I don't want you to – see, the worst thing I could tell you as a leader is that nobody goes through that. You know why? Because when you're going through it, and I promise you, you're probably going through it right now, or you're about to go through it, or you just got through it, you're going to think that you're not normal. You're going to think that everybody's succeeding and everybody's having all this great success and there's something wrong with you, okay? And my point to you is to succeed, that's all normal, okay? You're going to go through that stuff. I don't want you to think, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. Just be willing to go through that stuff, because the good news is once you just, you know, you could just strap that bar down on that roller coaster and you could just stay inside the ride, I'm telling you, it gets better. You know, I have one, I mean, somebody that I've been working with for, I don't know, for a while now, probably, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 months. Her name is Barbara. She might even be on this call. She was definitely on the webinar last night. And I remember the beginning. I mean, she's on the leaderboards now. She's doing well. She's rocking her primary business. She's involved with some top tier. So, I mean, she's doing great. But I remember the beginning that she had no clue. I mean, she would call me like at the point of, I don't know if she was on the point of tears or whatever. She would say things like, "Man, Jim, I don't get it. How do you do this? I just don't know how to get this done." And I remember I would have to walk her through some of that stuff. And I'm not taking credit for anything she does. She's done it all on her own. But she's passed that roller coaster phase, and now she's really starting to pick up steam, and she's getting some traction. She's getting momentum. But what if she didn't stay on that roller coaster and she quit? See, you're all going to go through it. Just hang on. And things are going to, you know, there's going to come a point where things are going to come together for you, okay? So, guys, just understand that going through the emotional roller coaster is normal. You're going to go through it. That's okay. Every top leader in this industry, online and offline, has been through that roller coaster. You just got to stick in. Number three, and this is a big one, guys, is just make a decision today that you're going to be a leader. Make a decision today that you're going to be a leader, okay? And sometimes, yes, I understand that to be a good leader, you got to be a good follower first. That's true, okay? But just understand that just make that mental decision today that you're gonna be a leader, okay? Because all the rewards in this industry, all the rewards in MLSP, all the rewards in your primary company, all those accolades, all that recognition, all the things you want, okay, when you're watching it and you're watching people on stage and you're like, man, one day that's going to be me. One day, I wish that could happen for me. All that stuff will happen to you if you become a leader. See, those accolades, that recognition, that doesn't go to, you know, to followers. I'm sorry to say, okay? But it goes to leaders. So just make a decision that you're going to lead, okay? And you might say, well, Jim, I really don't know how. I'm just getting started in the industry. That's okay. Just make a decision that you're going to be a leader. Everything will fall into place. Sometimes you don't need to know how. You just need to understand that you just got to make a decision, and then the universe will come to help you, right? And things will fall into place for you. I don't know how that worked. I've experienced it over the last 14 years, guys. I see it every day in business. Just make a decision that you're going to be that leader, and things are going to work out for us. So guys, understand that if you're a leader, you're going to have vision, okay? What's vision? Vision is being able to see something that isn't in front of you right now, right? Like you might be having some, you might be struggling with bills right now, but then you're focused on where you're going to go 12 months from now, 24 months from now, 36 months. Just have that vision, okay? If you're, again, going back to point number one, if you're focused on where you're going to be down the road, the little crap that happens every day on a daily basis, it's not going to be that big of a deal. And I know some of you are saying, well, man, easier said than done, right? Because I'm going through the crap right now, right? Yes, I understand. It is easier said than done, okay? But just understand that it's just the way it works, okay? I've been through all that stuff. I've been there, done that. I mean, I'm a pretty young guy. But in the industry, I've been around for a decade and a half. I've been through all that, okay? And I'm just telling you that it gets better. You just gotta stay in that game. You gotta just hold that bar down and be willing to go through that roller coaster ride, and things are gonna get better, okay? So, again, be a leader. Point number four, I'm gonna start picking up steam here, but I wanna wrap up here. But point number four is just get to work. I mean, get to work. I mean, really, okay? And I'm not gonna pound this down, okay? This is an MLSP wake-up call, yeah, right? But really, just get to work, okay? Whatever you got to do in your business, okay? And you got to pay. I'm trying to pick my words real carefully here because I know there's a lot of new people on this call, right? But just get busy, right? Get to work. Find out what you need to do to move through the ranks in your company, and just do it. Just get it done, okay? I said something last night on the webinar. I said nobody's ever drowned in sweat, okay? It's okay for you to go to work. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? The good news here is they're condensing the work. What do I mean by that? Instead of working for 40 years at a JOB, right, and retiring with half of what you could have lived off before, right? You've all heard that, right, at webinars and opportunity meetings and things of that nature. Instead of working for the next 40 years, what you're taking is you're taking 40 years of work and you're compressing it and condensing it into the next five. So, yeah, is there going to be some work that needs to get done? Obviously, because you're taking 40 years and you're trying to get all that compressed into the next five. And that's what was ingrained in me. When I got into this industry, I was about 22 years old. I said, man, there's no way I'm going to work until I'm 65. So they said, okay, if that's the case, James, like my mentor said, if that's the case, James, you got to take the next 40 years and compress it into the next five. And I said, I'll tell you, I went to work, okay? I was 100% offline at the time. It was like the late 90s. And we didn't have the internet. We didn't have the things that you have at your disposal now with the internet and technology and MLSP and webinars and all this. It's mind-blowing. Okay, YouTube and reaching an audience with Facebook. I mean, you could be at home and you know, speak to 25 people in 2 hours just right on Facebook. We didn't have that when I got started. I was 100% offline. We didn't have all the technology. We had to go out and prospect and network with people and pick up business cards. But I went to work, and I compressed those 5 years. I compressed those 6 years into 5 years. And and we're still living off of that today. Do you believe that? I mean, it's been a decade after, and a lot of the residuals that I'm still generating today is coming off of that first 5 years of work. It's mind-blowing. Okay, so just get to work. Number five, enjoy the process. Okay, enjoy the process. You're exactly where you need to be right now. Okay, enjoy the process. And some of you guys might, you know, you might be in a learning phase and a learning curve. Enjoy it. Some of you guys might be a little bit farther along in your business. Enjoy it. You know, for me, I got three little boys, right? Three little babies, and the oldest one is seven. He actually just turned eight last week, and then I got a 6-year-old, right? And then I got a 4-year-old. And I take them everywhere. I'm their coach for their basketball team. I take them to jiu-jitsu class. We're always together. And I other parents, when they see me, like relatives or even family friends or just people that they, you know, they see me picking them up from school, they always come up and they say, well, you know what? You know, my kid is in high school now. One thing I'll tell you is, man, when they're that small, enjoy them. Enjoy them. Just enjoy them. Because when they get bigger, then, you know, you don't really see them too much. They're all hanging out with their friends. You gotta enjoy this time that you have with your kids. I'm like, man, even for you, I gotta break up fights. I gotta do all kinds of things, right? When you got three little boys at that age, they're all jumping on each other, wrestling with each other, right? But it's the same with your business. You might look, you might hear me right now and say, man, easy for you to say, right? But I'm telling you, you need to enjoy where you are right now, okay? Enjoy this learning phase. It's exciting. Isn't it exciting that you're getting your business off the ground? You're getting started with your own home-based business. For the first time ever, you have the opportunity, the potential to do something great, to build residual income, to change your family. Isn't that, I know that sounds like old hat and cliche, but man, just enjoy it. It's exciting. It's exhilarating. It's empowering. Okay. Enjoy it. Right. Enjoy it. So enjoy where you are right now. Okay. And the last point, number six, and this is a big one. And I'm not gonna hammer this one down as much as I did last night either. But man, save your money. I mean, save your money, okay? A lot of you guys are part time in your home based business right now. Maybe you have full time working somewhere else. You're working part time in your home based business. Maybe your goal is to make an extra $500 a month or an extra $1,000 a month, or maybe you have bigger goals to make an extra $3,000 or $5,000. Maybe some of you guys are thinking way big and you want to make $10,000 a month or more, whatever the case might be. Save your money, okay? If you're going to become wealthy, this is beyond network marketing. I'm trying to help you here. Beyond network marketing, if you want to become wealthy, you need to have money saved. Okay, I've seen some crazy things, okay, in network marketing. The last 14 years, I've seen a lot of great things, okay? I got to tell you, I've seen a lot of not-so-great things, too. I've seen people make a ton of money, you know, get all these expensive things and overspend themselves and then something happens to their business, and now all of a sudden they can't afford this payment or can't afford that payment, and now they're making desperate moves, and they're just not thinking right. They're treating their people wrong because now they're operating from a position of panic. None of that would have happened if they just lived below their means and saved their money. And I'm not saying don't enjoy your money or don't buy nice things. I do too, okay? But man, save your money. One thing I've learned, okay, this is a wealth principle. Is pay yourself first. Pay yourself before you pay taxes, before you do this, before you do that, before you splurge, pay yourself. Even if it's a little bit, okay? When I was making little money in network marketing, man, I was saving a little. And I used to tell my sponsor, is this really going to be that big of a deal? I said, I could hardly save anything. He said, you know what, Jamie, if you can't save money when you're making small money, you're never going to save money when you're making big money. And thank goodness, when I was 22 years old, I had sponsors and mentors that taught me beyond network marketing. They taught me about principles that would help me in my life, okay? And I'm here to tell you that network marketing is a great industry. It's awesome, okay? MLSP is a great platform for you. I'm excited that you're here. And maybe you're just getting started in your home-based business. But guys, if there's nothing you hear from me in this call, just take this down and just carry it with you. Is as you go build your business, and you might be making a little money right now, you might be making more money, who knows? But as you get your business going and as your income grows, save your money. I mean, it gets me so sick when I see people, in their 60s, okay, or whatever, and they don't have any money to retire, and they got to continue working. Does that just happen for employees? That happens for everybody if you don't take care of yourself, right? So, man, just save your money. Set yourself a look. Have enough vision and foresight to think down the road. Because I'm telling you, man, when you get bulletproof and you have money saved, man, you can come from a position of posture like you can't believe, right? Nothing will be able to faze you when you're bulletproof, right? So, guys, just do that. So, hopefully, guys, you got something out of that. Let me just recap the 6 points. Number one is you're building a long-term business. Number two, you need to endure the emotional roller coaster. Number three, you need to be a leader, okay? Be a leader. Number four, you need to get to work, right? Get to work. Nobody likes to talk about work, okay? Like, a lot of times when I talk about work, they're like, oh, my God, that's like a four-letter word. That's a bad word, right? It's not, okay? You just get to work. Number five, enjoy the process. Enjoy the process. And number six is save your money. Save your money, okay? Those six things, okay, I'm telling you, I don't care what company you're with, if you internalize and apply those things, even if you just take one or two of those things, I promise you it'll make a big difference for you. So, man, I'm excited. I got to tell you, I'm excited. Some of you guys are like, man, Jamie's excited. This is my mode. Okay, I love being in this mode. I love being in the hunt. I love being engaged. This is when I'm the most happiest, when I'm out and I'm excited and I'm going after something. And hopefully you find something that you can go after too Because it doesn't feel like work when you're always when you're excited the way I am, okay? And I know some of you guys are. You wouldn't get on a wake-up call if you weren't excited, okay? So, guys, I'm just fired up for you. I'm excited that you're here. Two quick things that I'll just make, two quick announcements here, and then we'll wrap up. Number one is tonight, okay, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's Eastern, okay, 7 p.m. Eastern. MLSP has their prospecting webinar. So if you want to learn what to say, how to say it, how to answer people's questions, what do I say when I get a lead? What do I say to prospects? Get on that webinar, okay? And you're going to have one of our top leaders here inside of the system walking you through what to say, how not to, what to say, what not to say, so forth and so on. They're going to role play with you, okay? How do you register for that webinar? Just go in your back office. Go to your back office here at My Lead System Pro. It's on your home page on the top right, on the sidebar. You're going to see Thursday night webinar. Just click on that link. It'll take you to the registration and go ahead and register. It's a free webinar, but I promise you, it's worth gold to get on those webinars so you can figure out what to say and what not to say. Second thing is we have a coaching program inside of My Lead System Pro now. You can actually go into your back office, go under the training tab. Underneath in the bottom highlighted in yellow is going to say coaching program. You can click on that, and you can actually get in, you can have one of the top leaders inside of the system personally coach you. So go back there, check it out. We always have a lot of different people, running coaching programs, and they rotate. So you want to check that often, okay, because there's lots of times different people get in there and run a coaching program. So, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this wake-up call. I'm excited for you. This is going to be an amazing year, okay? And January's gone. We're halfway through February. Before you know it, the first quarter of 2012 is going to be gone. But it doesn't matter. Some of you guys are beating yourselves up already because, over the last 45 days or so, you're not on track to where you need to be, and you're giving up on the whole year already. Some of you guys are doing that. Don't do that, okay? You can't do anything about the last 45 days. Don't even think about it. Focus on the next 10 months, 10 and a half months, or whatever it is, okay? Focus on that because you can absolutely make some quantum leaps in your business if you get focused in on the next 10 months. And I'm here to help you. MLSP's here to help you. Let's go out there and kick some major butt. I'll talk to you soon, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.